This weekend, all the priests of the diocese have been asked to preach on the Catholic Legislative Network. The Catholic Legislative Network, it's a tongue twister, exists to disseminate information about what's going on in a federal level and a local level in our political world. So I'm going to talk a little bit about them at the end of my homily, and then there's going to be an ask. Don't worry, they're not asking for your wallets, so you can take a deep breath and just listen to what I have to say. There's a couple principles I'd like to lay out first before we talk about what the Catholic Legislative Network does, because I think it's important for us to bring these principles not just into our political life, but to every aspect of our life. If the seed is going to be planted, it has to grow on soil that's capable of allowing that seed to grow. So the first distinction I'd like to make is between information and knowledge. So information is data that can be understood. We're said to be living in the information age. Through the miracle of the internet and your handheld device, you can pull up just about anything, about any topic, anywhere in the world. So right now, you could grab your cell phone and say, I wonder what the temperature is in Siberia. And you have it. But there's a saying that a little learning is a dangerous thing. Information needs to be processed. It needs to be looked at in conjunction with other pieces of information. Then we move towards a state of knowledge. Knowledge allows us to understand what this information is pointing to. In a sense, it goes beyond the information, allows us to get to the essence of the situation that we have on hand. So don't be impressed if someone can whip out their cell phone and rattle off information. You should be really impressed if they can say, this is where this information is taking us, and here are the ramifications of it. Next is a distinction between feelings and conscience. Feelings are similar to our reflexes. We cannot control our reflexes. You go to the doctor, you cross your legs, wax you with a little hammer, and your leg goes whoop. Well, we hope anyway. If not, you're probably dead. But we can't control that, right? Well, our feelings are the same way. Our feelings come to us. People will come and meet with me, and they might get a little emotional and cry and say, I'm sorry that I'm crying. I say, why? If you feel like crying, cry. If you feel sad, you're sad. If you feel happy, you're happy. We really can't control our feelings. They are what they are. Now, our feelings sometimes will want to try to move us. Sometimes those feelings are good and move us in the right direction. But sometimes those feelings can take us in the wrong direction. I don't know about you, but when I'm driving on the highway and someone cuts me off, I feel like ramming my car into their car to let them to know, yes, I am here, and you just cut me off. But to date, I have not acted on that feeling. And I will confess, probably only because I don't want my insurance rates to go up. But that brings the point here. Feelings are different from our conscience. Conscience really breaks down to with knowledge, con with science knowledge. So I have knowledge that ramming my car into that person is going to bring about negative effects in my life. So we have to understand, as human beings, we are rational animals. Even Aristotle talked about this 300 years before Christ. He talked about what separates us from the rest of the animal kingdom is our ability to think. We have consciences. This doesn't mean our feelings are not important. We are not robots. Father Jerome has been known to cry on occasion. Doesn't like to admit that, but it happens from time to time. He also likes to laugh and have a very good time. You know that very well. But we have to be careful, because conscience was invoked by lots of people, including Catholics, to do some very un-Catholic things. They want to bring up this point that St. Thomas Aquinas said, even an erring conscience has to be followed. That's true. But they forget that St. Thomas also says we have a moral obligation to properly form our conscience. Today, that line's gone right out the window. Today, I feel like doing it, therefore I'm going to do it. I'm like, well, that's good, but that's like a seventh-year-old. I feel like having cake for breakfast. Well, you shouldn't have cake for breakfast, right? I feel like punching my little brother in the head. Well, you shouldn't punch your little brother in the head. Our feelings should never dictate absolutely what we are to do. A well-formed conscience is what should do that. Next, we need to understand the difference between power and authority. Power is the ability to do something. I, Father Jerome, have the ability to drive my car 55 miles an hour on the highway. I will confess it's difficult. I apparently am missing the muscle that keeps my foot up because that foot goes very heavily upon that gas pedal. And I look down and say, how is it possible that I'm doing 90 miles an hour? There must be something wrong with my speedometer. But I do. I have that ability. So if I am driving 55 miles an hour on the highway and following all the other signs and all the other rules and regulations, I'm using my power in a responsible way. If I drive 55 miles an hour through a school zone when children are present, weaving in and out of every obstacle that I see, then I am misusing the power that I have to drive my car. Power must always be checked by authority. Authority is the right to do something. Authority has many different manifestations in our life. So if you think about it, we have maybe a job that we're in or a club that we're in. And there's authorities that say, this is what we do at this job. This is what we do at this club. You have to obey the authority to be employed or to join this club. We have a government, right? Our legislation, our constitution gives our government certain powers. And they say, we have the authority to rule in this way or that way. We say, yes. As Americans, we say, yeah, we get that. We have a divine authority. We answer, like Hebrew national franks, to a higher authority. You guys know that reference? All right, good. I thought it was an East Coast thing, but good for you guys. Well done, well done. We answer to a higher authority. We answer to God. We answer to the church that he has put into place. So when we exercise our power, the ability to do something, we always have to ask ourselves, is that in keeping with the proper authority that we say yes to? The final distinction is between law and justice. Now, a law is society's standard for what that society considers to be a right action. I'm grossly oversimplifying the process, but in a democracy, 51% says this is something we should or should not do. But we have to remember that man-made laws are just that. They're made by us, and sometimes we get it wrong. In our history, there was a time where we had laws for slavery. We had laws that said women could not vote. So we have to be very careful when we exercise our democracy to make sure that this law is, in fact, just. Justice is the absolute standard for right action. It's not determined by a popular vote. It's not determined by the masses. It transcends, in a sense, time. It transcends cultures. It transcends the latest fad that has come along. So when we're working to bring about laws, we have to ask ourselves, is this truly just? Are these laws truly just in what we are trying to accomplish as a society? So with this background, let's now go back to the Catholic Legislative Network. Again, its primary function is to give us information, to help us grow in knowledge. And I've read a number of their articles, and I've been very impressed with them, because they're not soundbite politics. They're not attack politics, which unfortunately becomes more and more popular when we're living in a soundbite age. When I read their information, I'm like, wow, somebody's put a lot of work, a lot of effort into this. They reference what they're coming from, and they're helping to tie together all that information to say, ah, here is some knowledge for you. After reading these things, I have to ask myself, what do I truly believe? Why do I truly believe it? And what action am I willing to take based upon this new knowledge that I have? So what's the ask? What does the Catholic Legislative Network want from us? I told you they don't want your money, and it's true, they don't. They want your contact information. They're asking for your email address. They're going to send you information via email, and they want your mailing address. You might say, well, why do you want both? Catholic Legislative Network. Well, because they look at the zip codes. There are certain issues that are very local. So when they send it out, they search, okay, here's what's going on in this area of the state. Boom, let's blast these people with information that they need to be informed of the issue that's before us. You might think, well, Father Jerome, are they going to sell my information to the Russians? No, They're not. I'll tell you why I can say that. Someone from the diocese came down and said, Father Jerome, we need to do this weekend. Okay, fine. What do you want me to do? Preach? Okay, great. Fine. They say we need to have a champion or coordinator to run these things, the cards, the pens, and everything, because I am not doing it, because I'm busy. They said, well, there's people in your church that are part of the network. I said, great. Give me their names and their numbers, and I'll call them and ask them, hey, you subscribe to this thing. You do it. They said, we can't do that. I said, why not? They said, well, we told our members we won't give their information to anyone. I tried to play the pastor card. I said, I'm the pastor. They said, we don't care. They didn't say it that way. They were a lot more politic than New Yorker Father Jerome, right? I was like, seriously? They're like, yeah, we can't give the information. So I was like, that impressed me, that they wouldn't even give me, your pastor, your information. So before you leave church today, we're asking to please sign up. There's cards there. There's pens there. Again, this is going to give information to say, okay, how do I grow in my knowledge so I can work to bring about a just society? There's one last comment before I sign off. I know some of you want to come up to me after this and say, Father Jerome, you should have talked about this issue or that issue, especially with what happened in the Supreme Court on Friday. You should have talked about this and this and this and this and this and this and this. I promise you there'll be plenty of time for us to talk about all the issues that we are facing as a society. But today I wanted to give those beautiful principles. I want to encourage us to actually know the issues that we're talking about. A lot of times when you listen or watch TV and you see these discussions going on, I say these people aren't even talking to each other. They're not even talking about the same issue because they don't really have the knowledge. They're just doing the soundbite attack politics that I think I'm sick of. I'm assuming you are as well. So please take that time to get this information so we can have wonderful discussions about all the issues that we face here in Benicia, in our families, and as a nation. Thanks.